Estevan, the Estevan Public Youth Center, EPYC, marked a significant milestone with a celebratory reopening event on January 9, centered around an Olympic-themed night. The occasion, which included games and community leaders' visits, reflected the center's renewed commitment to serving the youth of Estevan. The event also introduced EPYC's new leadership team, acting co-executive directors Bonnie Chapel-Kavam and Maisie Doust. These new leaders were praised for their passion and readiness to steer the center into a promising future. Bonnie and Maisie are quite the dynamic team, and they're fully committed and ready to get really invested in the youth and the community, and bring more community awareness. And they just have a lot of passion for the youth and their needs, said Michelle Walsh, board chairwoman of EPYC. The reopening attracted a packed house at the youth center. Activities included Olympic-themed games and a torch lighting ceremony, led by Estevan Big Muddy MLA Lori Carr. Estevan Mayor Tony Cernick, members of City Council, the Estevan Police Service and other community members also attended. In addition to local dignitaries, several groups participated in making the night a success. These included the Estevan Bruins Jr., a hockey club, the Estevan Comprehensive School, ECS, cheer team and the senior boys basketball team. Volunteers and board members worked tirelessly to make the event a reality. Over the last few years, it hasn't been easy to keep our doors open, Walsh acknowledged. But we've got an amazing group of volunteers who are dedicated and passionate about keeping the center running. Every step has been a new learning curve for us, and it seems like we just keep getting better and better, which is good. It's building the momentum. The Olympic night served as a launchpad for a bold vision for the year ahead. EPYC's programming is set to keep growing, with the January calendar already posted on the EPYC Facebook page, and plans for further growth in the coming months in discussion. We're bringing back Thursday to Saturday programming, and we're working toward a more full-time schedule, Walsh explained. Our focus is on offering diverse programming that reflects what the youth want. It's all about creating a space where every young person can find something meaningful. Upcoming events include community outings, drop-in programs, and creative activities like Make Nachos and Coloring Night. Walsh emphasized the importance of balancing offerings to help youths feel welcome, whether they attend every week or just drop by occasionally. The center's leaders are also exploring ways to offer programming on professional development, PD, days and other school breaks, aiming to keep young people engaged and inspired year-round. The decision to appoint co-executive directors was a strategic move by the EPYC board, designed to distribute the responsibilities of the role and make it more sustainable. This was a board decision, Walsh said, noting that they wanted to make the role more manageable and attractive. She added that with two leaders, they can play to each of their strengths while ensuring a more balanced workload, which they believe is a structure that will help EPYC thrive long-term. While EPYC is optimistic about the future, Walsh stressed the ongoing need for community support. "We're always looking for volunteers," she said. "So, let's hope we can get some more community awareness out there and get more volunteers coming in." For updates on EPYC's programs and events, the center encourages the community to follow its Facebook page, which will soon be supplemented by other social media platforms to better connect with youth. To sign in to volunteer, people can also contact the center at info@thepic.ca.